And they said, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives, and said unto them, Why have ye done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. And the ass saw me, and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee, and saved her alive. And Moses said unto them, Have ye saved all the women alive? Happy art thou, O Israel! Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help? And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places.
And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And the Lord said unto Gideon, The people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, Mine own hand hath saved me. And he said, They were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if ye had saved them alive, I would not slay you. And Benjamin came again at that time, and they gave them wives which they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh-Gilead, and yet so they sufficed them not. And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands. So the Lord saved Israel that day, and the battle passed over unto Beth-Aven. So David and his men went to Keilah, and fought with the Philistines, and brought away their cattle, and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell on us, saying, So did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. Joab came into the house to the king and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. And the Lord said not that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam the son of Joash. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it, and slew the Philistines. And the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Nevertheless he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses.
Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his way shall fall at once.
For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not.
I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God.
But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else.
In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old.
Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned. In those is continuance, and we shall be saved.
O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee?
The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise.
In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it.
In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
Amen, for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you, be amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him.
They were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned.
That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us.
And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, and they that heard it said, who then can be saved? Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren, and said, Except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. He came out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Esaias also crieth concerning Israel, Though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, There shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. To deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the Spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved, and in them that perish. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sins alway. For the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost, all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. I will, therefore, put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it.